Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? This is a short version of a 30-minute interview. You can hear the full program by going to our website, kboo.fm, and looking under the program name or my name, Tom Flynn. Our guests today are Ann Hill and Dr. Marion Hodges. Hill is a lawyer and co-author with Dr. Hodges of the Help Is Here series. Dr. Hodges is medical director of senior health for Providence, Oregon. You have a project called Help Is Here, and it's really fascinating, working with people with dementia. And you're a lawyer, Dr. Hodges, you're a geriatrician.
Yes.
How did you two get together?
My practice is for persons mostly over the age of 80, and Anne brought her mother to me very soon after her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's to be a new patient of mine. And I took care of Anne's mother for about 10 years before she died of her Alzheimer's.
Dr. Hodges, can you tell us a little bit about dementia? Like, what's the frequency of this? What causes it? What are the symptoms?
You know, dementia is really brain failure. People understand heart failure and kidney failure, and that is really what dementia is. So the brain no longer acts like it should. And that is a lot more than just forgetting or memory loss. And in my world as a physician, it's when at least two brain functions no longer work like they should. And so brain functions include language, the ability to communicate, being able to make calculations like do your checkbook. It means being able to accurately perceive spatial arrangements so that you don't mistake a rug pattern for a hole in the floor. It means being able to exercise good judgment so you don't eat spoiled food. And so with dementia, commonly we see both memory impairment as well as another brain function that's no longer working so that a person can't live safely independently anymore. There's a reason that they need help from somebody else to get on day to day.
You said that dementia can be different in its incidence in different populations. And you talked about vascular dementia. What is that and where does that occur more often?
Vascular dementia is the second most common cause of dementia in the United States. And it's dementia related to strokes, which can be either small strokes or large strokes. And so we have some populations that have a higher prevalence of vascular disease. Our African-American population has a greater risk of high blood pressure, for instance. Our Native American population has greater risk of diabetes. And so those two populations are more likely per capita to have vascular dementia.
Anne, maybe you can answer this. You showed me projections of Alzheimer's as a disease over the next 8 years. What does that tell us?
There are going to be a lot more people with Alzheimer's and dementia in the state of Oregon every year because our population is aging.
Right. I guess I saw there that there are presently, oh gosh, in Oregon, 63,000 cases. And in 2025, there'll be 84,000 cases. So that's, wow, 21,000 cases, 3,000 a year.
Yeah, that what you're looking at, Tom, is the Alzheimer's Association 2017 Facts and Figures report. They issue this report every year, usually in April. So we'll see what they think of this year. They do monitor diagnoses. Remember, these are diagnosed cases. And there are a lot of cases which are not diagnosed.
Are we prepared in our hospitals and in our medical organizations to deal with this kind of vast growth?
No, woefully unprepared, Tom. It's one of the sadnesses that our society as well as our health systems are not ready. We are talking about Alzheimer's right now, but Alzheimer's is only one of the dementias that can happen. It's the most common in America, but we have dementias from stroke, from Parkinson's disease, from alcohol, from a disease called Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia. And so we have millions of Americans with dementia.
Okay, you two wrote a series, books or booklets, on the disease and how people deal with it. Tell us about that series.
The first book that we wrote is called Help Is Here When Someone You Love Has Dementia. We wrote it specifically for family caregivers. What we hoped is that when a primary care provider was diagnosing and delivering the news about a family member who has dementia, that they would simply be able to hand it to the family caregiver saying, yeah, I'm sorry, the bad news is that your father has dementia, but this will help. Once the family caregiver gets this book, they will ask other family members to read it too, and it provides kind of a levels the playing field so that everybody in the family has a similar understanding of what's going to happen. It's very problematic for families that, especially in its early stages, Alzheimer's disease is episodic. It's not always there. And it's usually the family member who physically lives closest to the family member who has dementia that sees it.
So this book is for that family caregiver. There's another book in this series.
The second book we wrote for paid caregivers at senior residences, and that is Help Is Here When a Resident Has Dementia. So that residence can be independent living, assisted living, foster care, memory care, intermediate care facilities. And this book is for everybody from the dining room staff to the housekeeper to building and maintenance.
What's it like being a caregiver to someone with dementia?
Usually family caregivers, especially if they're adult children, this happens to them at a time when they're at their busiest. They have jobs, they may have partners, they have children who may have lessons. And to add on top of that, caring for a family member who has dementia means they have to stop doing everything else in their life. It's a very isolating experience. And in fact, Dr. Hodges will tell you that the medical literature is full of studies that say that caregiving, being a family caregiver for somebody who has dementia, is a medical event in the life of the family caregiver.
It increases their risk for vascular disease or heart disease and strokes, increases their risk for cancer, it increases their risk for serious infections. You often hear stories of the caregiver dying before the person with dementia passes away.
Does dementia always lead into a steady decline that ends in death? Is that where this goes?
Dementia is a terminal disease, Tom, and if you don't die from something else sooner, then you will die of your dementia eventually. So there's lots of research going on. But yeah, I'm hopeful. I hope that in the next generation of clinicians, the next 30 years, we'll have a lot more.
Ann Hill and Dr. Marion Hodges, thanks for being here in KBOO today, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you, Tom.
You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.